The Cook County Invasive Team works to control the introduction and spread of invasive species across the county. And joining us now is the team's coordinator, Angelique Edgerton. Welcome, Angelique.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And the sun's out shining, so that's nice too. Well, for people who are not aware of the Cook County Invasive Species Team, could you give us a brief overview of who you are and what you do?
Yes. So we are a team that's comprised of different local, state, federal, tribal, and nonprofit agencies and organizations who all have some sort of stake in controlling, managing, preventing the spread of invasive species. And I'm the coordinator.
All right. And again, you come in and speak to us regularly about what you guys are up to. And you guys are up to a lot. I mean, I guess it's finally summer, so you should be up to a lot. But first of all, the Sugarloaf Community Shed is opening tonight. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. I think I may have mentioned that on here before. Sugarloaf Cove has a shed that it's sort of a new project. They've had the physical shed for a while, but now there's a part of it where we're storing tools, things for typical yard maintenance, like spades, handsaws, etc. And then we also have herbicides and herbicide application equipment. And those are available to the community to use free of cost to anyone. If you're using the herbicides and herbicide application equipment, you need to go through a specific training with us. We're not going to distribute those to anyone. But you're welcome to come to the training. We have our schedule online at sugarloafnorthshore.org, and registration is there as well. So we're very excited. Our opening, I guess, is tonight. So I have my first class tonight at 6.
Well, good luck with that. And people who just want to use tools, is there some sort of a checkout system for that?
Yeah, there will be. That's a little bit looser. You can check out tools when the naturalist is on site, I guess, and can do that. So that's much more come and go than the herbicides.
Well, I'm great. That will be a great service, just because sometimes there are specialty tools you need that you just don't need that often, but not sure if you want to go out and purchase one. So what a great service.
Exactly. So we'll have backpack sprayers as well as handheld sprayers, depending on which weight you can carry. And then we'll also have little handheld tongs that you can use on grasses. And the main species that we're targeting are tansy, Canada thistle, and reed canary grass. Although the herbicides we have certainly also target others. Those just happen to be, I guess, the three that we get the most requests for.
Okay. And you will be hosting a community weed pull on the Pincushion Trails. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get great turnout. So if you're out there listening and you're interested, I'd love to see you. So we'll be meeting on Wednesday at 1 p.m. in the parking lot at Pincushion. And the goal is to pull up St. John's wort. And that's a lot of people know it for different medicinal reasons. It's a small 1 to 3 foot perennial. It blooms in July. If you look at the leaves and kind of hold them up to a light source, such as the sky, you can see small translucent dots. And then along the perimeter, there are some black dots. So it's very characterized, I guess I should say. Easy to recognize. There was a pull, I think, 2 years ago at St. John's wort, and we've seen a lot of it coming back. And earlier this year, I did pull some of it with a youth group with the YMCA, but there's still more, and I've started seeing it kind of going up some of the trails. So we're going to start at the parking lot and try and cut that off where it is right now.
I have a question. When you pull, like, you know, you do these mm-hmm. weed pulls, what do you do with the weeds that you pull? Do they just stay on the ground, or do you take them somewhere?
Well, it really depends. If the plant is not in flower and has not started to produce flower heads, usually I will just pile them up somewhere and sort of let them rot and die. Maybe check on the site a little bit to make sure they haven't re-rooted, but, you know, usually they don't. If the plants have started to flower, I like to, I recommend either bagging them and putting them in a pile to go to a landfill at some point, or burning them.
Okay.
A lot of species will, if they've started to flower, the flowers will still mature to produce viable seeds.
Sure. Okay. All right.
So we want to destroy those.
Definitely. Definitely. So again, that is Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Pincushion.
Yes.
Okay. And another thing that you've got on your list of things is the invasive blitz training.
Yeah, that's kind of an exciting opportunity we have. The University of Minnesota Extension and the Minnesota Department of Agriculture are teaming up with the Cook County Invasives team, and they're putting on a training down at Sugarloaf Cove. That's this Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we're going to cover all sorts of different background about invasive species, how to control. Any questions you might have are welcome. The training does have a small fee. It costs $50, but there are scholarships available, and the price includes lunch, so there's a little bit of incentive there, but it should be a fun day. I will be there. We're going to talk about different species like tansy, like Canada thistle, and then some of our more early emerging species, okay. Like things that are down in Duluth to look for.
And who's invited to come to that? Who do you encourage to sign up and come to that?
You know, anyone is certainly welcome. It's sort of targeted to master naturalists, woodland advisors, forest pest first detectors, master gardeners. But I'd say anyone, you know, everyone up here has such a good knowledge of what's out there that I think anyone up here
could benefit from it.
Yeah.
Great. And okay, next, Dalmatian toad flax. Can you tell us how your project with that is going?
Yes, and I like to give updates because I've mentioned this plant before. It is on the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's eradicate list. So it's one that we have very little of in the state, and we want to actually remove from the state. So we have a population in Lutzen and a population just outside of Schroeder. And the Minnesota Department of Transportation is controlling the population in Lutzen. That's on MnDOT right-of-way just off Highway 61. Excuse me. And then the other population is on county right-of-way. And we're having a Conservation Corps of Minnesota crew come up here tomorrow morning, and they and I will be getting together. We've inventoried the area once before, but we're going to go back, look for any plants we might have missed, make sure we kind of have a good idea of where these two populations are, where the extents of them are, and then do some herbicide spraying at the sites to treat them.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks for updating us on that. And then finally, you recently started wildflower walks, I think on Mondays. When is the next one?
Yes. So they are on odd Mondays of
the
month.
Okay.
Yes. So this is an even Monday.
Okay.
So. And June has 5 weeks. So our 5 Mondays, I guess I should say. So our next walk is a week from today.
Okay.
And that will be down at Temperance River, and we'll be meeting in the parking area along the side of the highway.
And do those start, is it 5 o'clock or is that a different
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. And I went on the last one that you had at Cascade, and that was, it was a lot of fun. I learned to identify different plants that I've seen before, but didn't know their names. You know, and there were several people around. It was just a really nice time. So I would encourage people to go and check it out.
Yeah. And I like to encourage families, if you have kids and want to get them outside. The one at Cascade, we walked kind of inland up the trails. The one at Temperance River, I'm thinking we'll do a little circuit down to the shoreline. And I actually did a bit of research in my past with the different disjunct northern community we have down there. So we have some Arctic and upper boreal plants that grow right in the cracks in the rocks. So we'll talk about those, and we'll talk about non-natives, and we'll talk about sort of why it's important to pay attention to these things.
Yeah. So again, a great way to get exercise and learn about identifying different species out there.
Yeah. And bring a jacket. It might be windy down there.
Right. Good point. Well, if you've just joined us, we are speaking with Angelique Edgerton. She is the coordinator of the Cook County Invasive Team. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we go today?
I guess the Cook County Invasives Team, probably our biggest thing right now is that we have a meeting this afternoon. All of the different partners on the team are getting together. So if you're interested in what we're up to, maybe stop by or check out our information online.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Well, more information is available from Angelique at 387-3772 or on their Facebook page, Cook County Invasives. Angelique, thanks again for joining us today.